Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody, to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host for the day, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. And I have one of my favorite guests to get. He was on this time last year as well, Brandon Funston from The Athletic, one of the OGs of fantasy football, one of my favorites to watch. When I started playing fantasy football, and I am hyped to do a show with him every single time I can. You heard the Welsh with him all year last year. But now it's me and Funston. So couldn't make it today. So Funston, how you doing, man? How's the offseason treating you? And we're on the doorstep. We're right there.
It's like deja vu all over again, right? I mean, here we are. We're doing this 1 year ago. It's like you blink and here we are. We had a meet and greet out in Seattle for the All-Star or for the Futures game at one point. Maybe is that even more than a year ago now?
Yeah, over a year ago. That was in July. So over a year ago.
That's crazy. So, but anyways, I'm doing good. It's a pleasure to be back here talking shop with you, man.
Yeah, and we're going to go over 10 fantasy football debates. And we tried to find some tough guys, like decisions you're actually sitting between, not, this guy versus this guy in value, like guys that are being drafted somewhat close to each other. So before we get into that, let me remind you guys about our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army or inthisleague.com. We'll take you there. You can sign up for a couple different levels that $5 or higher will get you all of my fantasy football rankings going into your last weekend. They will be updated Saturday morning for you guys. So probably Friday morning if I'm doing things correct here. So you will be able to check them out nice and fresh. And we did have a bunch of moves made, and that's kind of why I was waiting to update my rankings here, Funston, is because we had cuts and not a ton of impactful ones. I mean, there were, I thought, Denarik Prince. I was like, man, it looks like he's pushing CEH off of this job and he's going to be the guy. He ends up getting cut. The rugby player too got cut, and then I think he's going to sign in Jacksonville, and they signed Samaje Perine. That's an interesting one. The other interesting one I found was Noah Brown being cut from the Texans and going to the Commanders. Only interesting because Jahan Dotson recently traded to Philly, and there's, maybe a number two target open in Washington. Luke McCaffrey could be the guy. Zach Ertz getting a lot of hype right now. So any other cuts interesting to you, or was it kind of a lame year for that?
It was kind of a lame year for that. I think you bring up Noah Brown. You can talk yourself into making that one interesting. I mean, someone's going to have to step up as a number two there. But really, what we really want to say is that this is aligning for Terry McLaurin to have the best year of his career. And we'll see how it shakes out at number two. But I'm kind of like, I expect Luke McCaffrey probably bubbles up and continues to emerge as the season goes along and maybe takes that number two spot. But, you know, it's sort of interesting in Houston with, you know, wondering if Dameon Pierce was going to get cut, but he made the team. But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of sounded like Cam Akers, some life as maybe the backup to Joe Mixon there. We'll see. But, yeah, not a lot. They're
Dalvin Cook going to the Cowboys interest you at all?
I mean, that's interesting. I mean, that's not a it's not a vote of confidence for Rico Dowdle. I mean, it's
okay.
You know, yeah. I think Zeke is probably, you know, in line to be the main guy to start things out. But I mean, you wonder what that move was all about. I think it's more of an indictment that maybe they don't love Dowdle as the backfield, you know, partner. I mean, maybe it's just to cover their bases on both sides with Zeke and Dowdle, but it's interesting. Again, these are kind of what you call deep cuts in that. Like,
right.
They're not affecting your standard 12 teamer right now.
Yeah. There's no one on that list that you should, you know, like if you want to throw a dart, throw on Brown or McCaffrey at the end of a draft, fine. But yeah, Dalvin Cook may end up just sticking on the practice squad to start, and they're going to see what he has. And we saw it last year. He has nothing, right? And I think we're cooked as far as Dalvin Cook goes. So, pardon the pun. nice. I am not interested in Dalvin Cook whatsoever. I mean, I'll end up putting him on my list because he wasn't on there before, but he's going to be pretty low. I'm not really interested in Dalvin Cook. But let's get into some of the debates we have, and we'll start at the quarterback position. And let's start with a high floor versus a high ceiling. And I just want to see where you're at in terms of the Jaden Daniels hype. So currently, his ECR is 11 among QBs, and I wanted to put him up against Kyler Murray, number 7 in ECR among QBs. This is one of the bigger differences that we have. I feel like they're also in a different grouping of quarterbacks, but the closer we get to the season, Jaden Daniels has been named the starter. He's clicking up and up and up and up in drafts, so if you had to choose right now between these guys, is it Kyler or is it the upside of Jaden Daniels with Cliff Kingsbury as the OC in Washington?
Well, I mean, I'll couch it by saying, like, I have Kyler Murray ranked higher than Jaden Daniels, but it's 10 versus 11 on my rankings at quarterback. Okay. So I have these guys back to back. And that's just to say that I'm behind the market on Kyler. I will have him nowhere, and purposely I will wait out. If Kyler ends up dropping, I would just wait it out until Kyler goes and then take Jaden Daniels afterwards. I would rather go for the upside, the rushing upside of Jaden Daniels, and we'll see what he does as a passer. But I'm just out on Kyler Murray in general because, you know, we know he's injury prone, but he fades. I mean, you look at his passing numbers. He's averaging 280 yards for his career in September and 218 in December. Like, he just fades. He's not built to last. You worry about the injuries. You worry about his psyche and what we kind of know he doesn't love to run, even though he's a great runner. Doesn't really love it. Has some of the similar issues that Russell Wilson had in Seattle, and that, you know, because of his size, you know, he's often running outside the pocket to get clear vision and can't just really sit in the pocket and hit guys over the middle on time. Marvin Harrison's kind of good at that. Trey McBride's across the middle kind of guy. So I worry about that a little bit as well. So I'm just out on Kyler Murray. I get why people like him, but I think they're overblowing or they're ignoring some of his warts a little bit.
I might be one of those people because I have him at 7 and I have Jaden at 13. I don't want to make Jaden a QB1 yet because, speaking of, you know, injury prone, he's not injury prone yet, but oh Lordy, does he remind me of Robert Griffin III. I mean, he runs around. My boy Pat Fitzmaurice on the Fantasy Pros Dynasty show described him as running around as like a crash test dummy. And I can't get that out of my head, right? Is that he's slight of build. And if you don't know how to slide, because, like, for all of Kyler's faults, he knows how to slide, at least. Baseball taught him that, you know, top 10. Picking the MLB draft as well. So for me, I'm still sticking to Kyler. And last season when he came back, you know, he averaged the 9th most points per game among QBs last season. I just think the floor is higher. I like, obviously, adding Marvin. Trey McBride was so big last season. I'm a big Michael Wilson fan. Speaking of guys who can't stay on the field, Greg Dortch, I think, is a pretty decent target as well. And the defense is bad. And, you know, they're playing the Niners. In this division. They're playing the Rams in this division. Even your Seahawks can put up points against a bad defense, right? So, like, I think the Cardinals in most games are going to have to play point for point. So I'm just higher on Kyler, but I understand Jaden Daniels' hype, and he has that type of ceiling that can make him, a top five QB by the end of the year, and it would not be shocking. But I don't think I'm ready to take the risk. I like a couple of the QBs going after him, and his cost, I think, is going to be too high. Let's go to running backs here, Mr. Funston, and let's talk about Kyren Williams at 8 versus Achan at number 11. I have Kyren at 8 still. I have Achan at 12, and I'm an Achan fan. I'm kind of surprised I'm below ECR on him, even though, you know, I typically don't like players from A&M, but I was high on him coming out, and he's a guy that you don't have to, you need 12 to 15 touches. You don't need 20 from Achan because of his burst, right? I think people are afraid of Kyren now because they have announced that he's going to return punt.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylow's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
My thing there is, how many punts even get returned anymore? You know what I mean? Like, sure, you are putting your running back in a precarious position. I just don't worry too much more about Kyren. Even though he missed games last season, I just don't think a lot changes. He faced those light stack boxes. So where are you at between Kyren and Achan, Mr. Funston?
Yeah, I think Kyren's getting hit too much for the Blake Corum, you know, presence. They are very similar backs. To me, there is a redundancy to them as opposed to a complementariness to them, which in my mind means that, you know, Kyren's the lead guy and Blake Corum is plugged in to do the same things Kyren can do. I looked back at going back to 2016. So what is that, 8 years before I came on here? I just wanted to see, like, how often has two running backs had 12 or more touches in the same week for Sean McVay? And it was 13 times. So less than twice a year. Wow. Like, we've seen Todd Gurley was a man. And then when, you know, CJ Anderson came in there, he didn't play a platoon role. He was used huge. You know, we had some Sony Michel 25 carry game. And even when they had Akers and Daryl Henderson, you know, it was more that they just vacillated between the two of them trying to find that right guy as opposed to like using them in concert. So I really think what we're going to see is Kyren Williams is going to be the clear lead guy. You know, he averaged over 21 touches per game last year. He could lose 6 touches per game at his points per game PPR rate last year and still would have been a top 10 running back. So like, we could see him, you know, we could see him give away a few touches and still be very potent in this offense. So I don't think there's any doubt that we are going to see a split again between Mostert and Achane. And so for that reason, I, you know, I'm going to go with Kyren Williams here. I have him at 7, and I have A-Chain at 11.
11. Okay. Yeah. So right on ECR. Yeah. I'm 100% with you on this one. I'm still a Kyren Williams stan. Even, you know, little injury too. I wish I would have backed him after his bad combine. The bad combine scared me a little bit, but he was so good at Notre Dame. You know, should have still been on him. Let's go to my team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, number 22, Najee Harris versus number 26. Javonte Williams, obviously, you know, there was a little scare with Jaylen Warren. Seems like he's going to be fine and back in that backfield for Pittsburgh, splitting between himself and Najee. You know, for Javonte here, it was thought that maybe he was dead and going to get cut before the offseason happened and the preseason happened in training camp. And that could not be farther from the truth. It looks like he is still the lead back. Jaleel is going to mix in. They like Audric Estime as well. So it's a little bit of a mix. Najee has Jaylen Warren. So these guys aren't going to be maybe bell cows. I just like Najee here because I think Arthur Smith is going to run the ball a million times. I think Russell Wilson is washed. I don't know if Justin Fields is very good. They made massive improvements drafting your boy Fatanu from Washington to play left tackle. Zach Frazier out of West Virginia, Mason McCormick. I mean, they really worked on this O-line, and we saw what Arthur Smith likes to do in Atlanta. We saw him run Derrick Henry into the ground in Tennessee. So I just think that we're going to see so much running from Pittsburgh that Najee is going to have a really good season. Javonte, he's gonna be the main guy, but there's going to be a mix, and there's three there, and there's two in Pittsburgh. So I'm on the Najee side here. Where do you stand between these two guys?
Yeah, I stand with you with Najee. I just have them both ranked lower than ECR. I have Najee at 25, and I have Javonte at 29. You know, I think the best thing you can say about Najee is he hasn't missed a game. He's played, you know, 3 years, 17 games each year. And I think he was top 15 each of the last 2 years in total points. But if you look at it last year, he was 29th in points per game among all running backs that had at least 10 games played. And, you know, he's gone from 74 catches as a rookie to 29 catches last year. And that's really where Jaylen Warren's kind of take over. So you kind of just really need that bulk rushing total that you're talking about for Najee to be the guy to push the top 20 again. You know, and there is something to be said for a guy that plays 17 games in compiling points. It's kind of like the starter in baseball that just gives you 7 innings every time out, gives you somewhat of a quality start, whether he gets the win or not, whether he's dominating, gives you something each time.
Steady
out.
Eddie. Yeah.
Steady Eddie. So, I like Najee. I just think, you know, and we'll see, but I, for the most part, I agree with you. Like I said, I find both of these guys kind of in that group with like the Zach Mosses and the Zamir Whites, and they're kind of those mid-20s sort of dead zone guys that like it's
you don't want to be pulling from that group.
Well, if I am, I don't mind getting the last guy in that group because I think they're all sort of 6-1, half a dozen in the other. You know,
we're
sort of splitting hairs a little bit more with these guys in my mind, but I would decidedly say I like Najee over Javonte this year.
And so Javonte, what do you think about him with Jaleel McLaughlin? Because Jaleel McLaughlin, I believe, is the Fantasy Pros number one and number two sleeper back. And a lot of people are high on Audric Estime, even though I think that's cooling a little bit. In the most recent preseason game, he played first, second downs, was in on like no passing opportunities at all. So it seems like his role may be a little bit more limited, and it is going to be between Jaleel and Javonte. Is Javonte in a void for you, or is it just like, hey, look, if he's the cheapest one in that group, I'll take him, but he's not a target?
He's not a void because I don't put much stock in Estime. I think he's kind of likely to be a worse version of Javonte. I think if we get mostly all the way back Javonte from his injury, I think we give him a little bit of a pass last year, but like he's still young enough, and it's, you know, there's enough time between him and when the injury was that we might see something close to what we got when he came into the league. And if that's the case, he is in my mind well ahead of Estime. And I like Estime, but I just think he's sort of in the NFL, you know, in the NFL halls, he's sort of a plotter. He's just going to be a little bit of a mummy, you know, but I like the thunder and lightning contrast of McLaughlin and Williams. And I would not be surprised. And we've seen
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Sean Payton run multiple backs. He is one of those guys in the past that has been willing to do that, run a little committee. So I would not be surprised if that's the case. And that does cap Williams' ceiling in my mind.
So I'll let you go first on this one. I want to hear your thought process between number 32, Zach Moss, and number 33, Chase Brown, because, you know, even the rankers can't figure this out. They got them right next to each other. It seems like this may be a split in Cincinnati.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo. All night.
Callahan is usually, you know, as you mentioned before with McVay, Callahan has kind of gone towards one back as well. That back has been Joe Mixon. So, you know, I think there's a reason for it, but I don't know about this. I'm on the Chase Brown side here because I just think Zach Moss is a guy, if availability is the best ability, he does not have that, right? The arm injury creeped up twice on him last year. It's happened before. He had the major injury in Utah. So I said I was going to let you go first, and then I rambled.
You couldn't help yourself.
I could not help myself. But anyway, what do you think between Chase Brown and Zach Moss?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, if you listen to the discourse coming out of Cincinnati, they're basically saying these guys are going to split 50-50, and it might be a hot hand situation. I tend to think that Zach Moss probably gets the goal line. We might see a little bit more of Chase Brown in the passing game just because he's got that explosive ability, and playing off of those receivers, you could get some open, area, short area looks where Chase Brown's speed is going to impact a lot more than Zach Moss's. Although Moss isn't a terrible receiver either. It's tough. I mean, I've seen the split. I'm surprised it's 32 to 33. I've seen different ADPs where Moss is much higher than Brown. And when that's
probably depends on where he is, like in the system, like in Yahoo versus Sleeper versus
right. Fantrax, exactly. You know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And based on ADP, considering where I'm basically see these guys as almost like a toss up, you want the cheaper guy. But if it is Moss 32 versus Chase Brown 33, I think the better floor bet is Zach Moss. And if they're just like that close in ADP and it just comes down to you just having to pick them because they're both available that late, I'm probably going to lean Zach Moss. But again, I could go either way on this one. It's probably why they're right back to back in ADP.
How many leagues do you have?
I have seven.
Seven.
Which is pretty good for me. I mean, that's down a little bit.
It's less than me. So I think you're doing fantastic there. And I'm sure you get invites for everything, every
all the time,
everywhere. I get a lot of invites too, and I'm not you. So, what about, how many shares do you have of either of these guys? Any?
I have no shares of Zach Moss. I have a couple drafts still to go. So I have drafted five leagues, and I think I have Chase Brown and two or three of them. I actually had one last night. I went hero RB with Jonathan Taylor, and then I ended up
just
going.
Said you were taking Zach Moss, but you rostered Chase Brown three times. What are we doing?
Well, Zach Moss went way higher. That's what I'm telling you. Most people kind of like are going the Zach Moss route, but like I ended up with Tyjae Spears, Jaylen Warren, and Chase Brown as my
all the backups.
I like to call them platoons.
Yeah. What do you? Well, we'll throw a bonus one in here too. What do you think between Pollard and Spears? Are you on Spears just because he's cheaper, or because they've mentioned hot hand in that situation as well?
Yeah, plus such a stud in the passing game. I mean, his points per touch last year was great, and I forget what he ended up like 30th or something last year when he was running behind Derrick Henry and barely got to barely got to touch the ball. Like, I mean, he's going to touch the ball a lot more. I love his upside. I I did not like the way Tony Pollard looked last year. He looked slower, looked less, you know, less potent, but some of the advanced numbers for him actually were okay. So you can always trust your eyes on that. We'll see. But it's similar to the Chase Brown and Zach Moss. I think Tyjae Spears will be cheaper in your drafts, and I'd much rather have the cheaper guy. And that's why I end up with Tyjae Spears a lot more than Tony Pollard.
All right, I got a triple threat one here for you for running backs. Let's go between Blake Corum at number 40, Chuba Hubbard at number 41, and Rico Dowdle at number 43. We obviously heard you express your concern for Rico Dowdle before when Dalvin Cook, potentially being signed. I don't think that's even official as we're recording this. It was a rumor, and then they said maybe the practice squad. I don't think it has officially gone through, but for me in this group, I'm on the Rico Dowdle side because I think he has been the best back in camp. I think he gets the role first. This is what I was worried about was, you know, a veteran getting cut and maybe them picking him up. But I'm not afraid of Dalvin Cook. I think Dalvin Cook is done. I'm not worried about him. Blake Corum, I think what you said goes back to that Rams situation where I think it's going to be Kyren as well. I'm high on him. You're high on Kyren as well. So Blake Corum I have kind of in the same range as where he's going. I believe I have him at 43. Chuba Hubbard is the one that I find the hardest to kind of rank because, you know, obviously I love Jonathan Brooks. I'm a Texas fan, but I hate going into the season with players that are injured.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Javonte, we saw, he's going to come back. He's going to be great, blah, blah, blah. He was not the same until halfway through the season. It's not a good offense either in Carolina. So whoever the lead back is, I don't know. Chuba did look good. We've seen him look good with volume at, you know, all the way back, going back to Oklahoma State, he's been good with volume. So I have him in between these guys, or I actually have him lower than these guys. Maybe I'll bump him up with Jonathan Brooks going on the pup, but it won't be like he's not going to go to a RB3 for me. That's not going to happen. So he's still going to be fairly low, but I think I'm taking Dowdle for the upside out of this group. Who do you like here?
Well, I'll be honest. Like if I'm drafting from this group, it means I would be surprised if I don't already have three running backs by this point.
Okay.
So at this point, I'm just going to look at it as a home run swing, just someone I'm just putting on my bench and hoping for the best. And that's Blake Corum, because if Kyren Williams gets hurt, we're talking 20 plus touches a game. I mean, we just know that history. So to me, I would just roll the dice on that. Some of it would just depend on where you're at in the draft. I mean, we know Chuba with Brooks on the pup, it's going to start for the first month of the season at least. So maybe that's attractive to you more than just a stash guy, depending on your team build. I would probably put Dowdle somewhere in the middle on both sides. Like, I think Dowdle is just one of those guys that is like, okay, if I just want a guy on my bench that I can get me through bye weeks and I know is probably going to get 10 plus touches most weeks. Like to me, that's the Dowdle pick. So I guess it's frame of mind, but my typical frame of mind is I'll just at this point go for the home run hit and go with Corum here.
Is Corum a guy that you have been drafting, or is there another guy in that range that you like as more of a home run hit?
No, I can't get Corum at 40. There's, it's just weird. I think, you know, they're
doing a lot of industry drafts, I'm sure.
So. Yeah. There's always someone who's just talked themselves into Corum just, you know, being the better version of Kyren right now. And that will show itself out at some point in the season. And he's the real, you know, I think that's overthinking it. You know, I think Corum's a fine player. He was as good a situation as a college running back could ask for. We can't overlook that fact. I mean, I think he's going to be a good pro, but there was a reason why he dropped in the draft. He doesn't have incredible athletic skills. I mean, he's just a solid guy and
a pounder. Yeah,
he's a pounder. Absolutely. Yeah. So
you guys can tell Funston's still upset about the national championship. So
that's right.
No.
Screw that guy.
Let's
dead to me.
Let's go to some wide receivers, and this might be the hardest one on this list here, Brandon. Number 18, Cooper Kupp versus number 23, Malik Nabers. This is actually the only one I think that I actually flipped, because I've been creeping Cooper Kupp more. The healthier he looks, the more I've been raising him in my rankings, and he looked outstanding in camp. Puka is the one that's a little bit nicked up coming into the season, although it looks like he's going to be okay as well. I just don't see a ton changing here. Cooper Kupp was the number one wide receiver in the league 2 seasons ago, and I am maybe one of the biggest stands of Malik Nabers. You know, I think he's just under what Marvin Harrison is in terms of his skill. Obviously, Daniel Jones is going to have to get him the ball, and I really don't like if they go away from Daniel Jones. Tommy DeVito, I don't like that. But I do think Malik is one of those guys that is so good that he's probably going to be quarterback proof. So I think in a rookie season, like, you know, a guy on the rise versus a guy on the decline, it's really tough. This is probably going to be your wide receiver 2 on your roster as well. So I think who you took at number 1 means a lot as well. If you kind of like, if you took Marvin Harrison, you're definitely not going to go and take Malik Nabers. You're going to take a high floor guy in Cooper Kupp. So I think that matters. But just in a vacuum, if it's between Kupp and Nabers, Funston, who are you going with?
Yeah, I have a hard time quitting on Kupp. I really do. And, you know, when he finally got right last year, he finished out the year his last 5 games. You know, I think it was week 13 to week 17. He was a top 10 fantasy wide receiver, and that was with Puka being a top 5 guy. He's still connected to one of the best arm talents in the league. I know Stafford's getting up there, but he's been an elite arm his entire NFL career, and he's still got it. Outside of Kupp and Nacua, I mean, they don't really have an established tight end anymore to throw to. They don't really have an established number 3. Kyren will be involved in the passing game, but like for a team that typically will throw the ball a lot and is, you know, run by one of the best offensive minds in the league, like there's going to be a high upside offense, and there's really a pretty narrow amount of passing options in this thing. So as long as Cooper Kupp stays healthy, it's a big if, but he's had a healthy preseason, talking a good game about where he feels right now. Like, I will take Cooper Kupp, and I love Malik Nabers, but yeah, I mean, he's a rookie, and I tied to just a pretty dreadful quarterback situation. And
yeah.
If I'm an opposing defense, I absolutely know what I'm doing. If I'm playing the Giants, it's like, I'm just not letting Malik Nabers be the guy that hurts you, you know, and that's really all I would care about.
Yeah, I mean, no Saquon there either, so the box is not going to be nearly as stacked. I mean, Devin Singletary's made himself a good role in 2 spots, so I expect him to do the same with the Giants.
I'm not hating on Devin Singletary.
Right.
But I'm not also designing my defense to stop Devin Singletary.
No, not when Malik Nabers is over there making toe-tap catches down the sideline and stuff, and being the highlight player that he was in college. I mean, he has looked outstanding. He has not missed a beat. Let's move down to number 25, Stephon Diggs, versus number 28, Rashee Rice. And obviously, Rashee Rice climbing up boards, because it seems like we're definitely not getting a suspension before the season starts. But with this court case being pushed back to December, maybe we won't get the suspension even this season. I don't know. The NFL is weird. They do their own investigation. Most of the time, it's not done until the court case closes, which makes sense. I don't know if I'm just not as confident as other people are that he will not get a suspension in the season. So there's a little bit of that for me. So I do have these guys gapped, but I'll say I really don't want either one of them. I'm not a big Stephon Diggs fan, because I think to me, Nico Collins is the guy in Houston. I like Tank Dell's skill is amazing. He's such a good player, but he's small. I think he's going to have this injury tag for most of his career with his frame. So I'm not the biggest Tank Dell guy. And Stephon Diggs, I think, is second, I think, at best. I think Nico is the guy here. Dalton Schultz isn't a scrub either, and they added Joe Mixon. So this is a well-oiled machine. Obviously, C.J. Stroud, that's the guy you raise because he got all of these targets here. But what do you think between Diggs and Rashee Rice? Which way would you lean?
Yeah, I'm right on consensus with Diggs. I'm at 25, but I agree pretty much with what you're saying. Like, I have Nico Collins, you know, decidedly ahead of him. And I have Rice at 30, so I'm higher than where you're at on Rice, but I'm lower than the industry consensus, because I think the industry's already started to, you know, has decided that he's just not going to get suspended this year. I'm with you that I'm not as trusting of that as the, you know, the industry wide feeling is at the moment. But if I knew that for sure, I think I would have these guys probably back to back, like 24, 25, 25, 26, right in there. But I have Diggs ahead of Rice, basically with the idea in the back of my head that we're not 100% clear that he won't get suspended.
Yeah. So if they came out and said no suspension for sure, are you moving him way up, or is it like, hey, they still have Worthy, Kelsey is coming back? I mean, is Rashee Rice like a huge boost, or is it just, I'll move him up a little, but he's not screaming up to the top 15 or anything?
Right, exactly. I had Rashee Rice on a bunch of teams last year. I loved watching him, watch the ride that he took me on. But there is those guys that you mentioned, Hollywood Brown, get healthy. And
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
You know, I would move him up to the back end of the wide receiver 2 class, right around 24 to 26. And I think Diggs would be right in that mix. And, you know, where I ended up with one ahead of the other would probably just depend on the day, to be honest with you.
Yeah. It depends on who else is already on your roster, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, I crap on overall list a bunch. And it's just because, like, you draft your first 3 rounds and it's conditional based on what you already have on your team. So things
right.
switch all the time. Let's move down one, and let's go to number 37, Jaden Reed versus number 42, Roma Dunze. And this one, there's 5 spots difference here, of course, but Roma Dunze has been moving up. You know, people talk about Keenan Allen's weight. Obviously, he's had injury stuff in the past. It's a new system for him, rookie quarterback. So you're seeing Rome make a couple plays with Caleb Williams. You're seeing him on Hard Knocks a lot. So you're getting kind of a cross section here, and people are talking. My boy Pat Fitzmaurice talks about how they're going to rotate all 4 of these wideouts in Green Bay. So, I think we're getting into a cross section here. These guys are getting real close. I'm still on the Jaden Reed side for this season. I think he's Jordan Love's number one target still. So I'm just going to trust that. We saw Jordan Love look amazing last season. I'm trusting that for Jaden Reed. But I think in terms of skill, Roma Dunze is way better than Jaden Reed. I just don't know if I'm going to trust it all his rookie season. What are your thoughts between these two guys here?
Yeah, I think this is another one that comes down to what you have in front of them at wide receiver. I think Dunze is the ceiling play and Reed's the floor play. Someone gets hurt in Green Bay that's not Jaden Reed, and Jaden Reed's role doesn't really change a whole lot. If Keenan Allen gets hurt in Chicago, all of a sudden Adunze, you know, shoots through the roof in terms of upside. So, like, there is that to think about. But I think as far as a safety thing goes, and And, you know, and Jaden Reed showed a little bit of Debo. I think he ran like 11 times last year, had a couple rushing touchdowns. He's kind of got a little bit of gadgety to him as well as, you know, kind of owning that slot.
And we just saw Dylan and Lynch go down. So,
yeah, yeah, exactly. So you might get a little bit more of that, although Odunze has some nice, you know, reverse upside as well. He's done that. He did it in the preseason as well. But again, this would probably come down to, I'm with you in my rankings. I have Reed ranked a little bit higher.
About in your heart, Washington fan? Are you not even close?
not even close. Odunze by a mile. I mean, yeah.
And how about your shares though?
I have no Odunze. I have no Reed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it just doesn't end up being a place where I end up taking a receiver. Apparently,
if you're picking in this neighborhood, what's the wide receiver that you do end up with on some of those rosters?
Let's see. Well, here's the thing. I kind of am team Romeo Doubs. I've been getting a lot of Romeo. Okay. So like I actually have Doubs two spots ahead of Reed on my
wide
receiver ranking. So I'm a bigger Doubs guy. I think there's we're kind of shuffle the deck with these Green Bay receivers a little bit. I'm way out on Christian Watson just because I don't think the guy, you know, will ever be able to stay healthy, and he's just a roller coaster ride. I don't want that.
But you visited a hamstring specialist and they talked about balance and weight and everything. You don't think?
Yeah. with all the NFL hamstring issues over the year, that's all it was. Oh, we just need to send these guys to a hamstring specialist and they'll take care of all their problems.
The hamstring shaman will fix all these guys up. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Doubs is probably the guy I end up taking in this range. I like him better than both of these guys, and I love Odunze, you know, with my heart. I think he's a super talented guy. Tough spot to land. You know, if he was in Arizona, God, I would be all over him.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would have been a great spot for him to end up, but yeah. No such luck. I mean, I love him with Caleb Williams for the foreseeable future. Still very, very high pick in Dynasty, but for this year, it is questionable. Let's go. I got another Packers receiver here. Number 62, Dontavian Wicks versus number 65, Darnell Mooney. I'm higher on Wicks here. I think this is a guy that is, you know, like you said, if Christian Watson isn't staying healthy, Wicks is your deep throw guy. He could be a possession guy. I just think he's a multifaceted wide receiver that can do a bunch. And I think he's going to be utilized more and more and more as the season goes on. So I'm like, if I'm picking one of the guys from Green Bay, Wicks, I think I have four or five shares of already this season because he is the cheapest out of all four of them. So that's the guy I usually end up with. Darnell Mooney has moved up my board. I haven't been able to get him to where other people have because I still think, you know, okay, I do think it's great that we're getting away from Arthur Smith. I'm so mad the Steelers hired Arthur Smith. But, you know, when you have this Zach Robinson offense, number two wide receiver could be good, but the number two target really is the guy. And is that Mooney or is that Pitts in it, or maybe it's even Bijan, right? They said they want to use him like Christian McCaffrey. So I do like in terms of skill, I think Darnell Mooney is great. We saw Justin Fields overthrow him so many times. It was so unbelievably frustrating. You know, you saw this guy succeed at Tulane. You're like, just get him a good quarterback. Now he has one in Kirk Cousins, but I think he might be fourth on that pecking order. So that's why I can't push him up. I think we know Wicks is fourth right now, but they rotate so much. Fourth in Green Bay is just worth more than a four in other spots. So I'm more on the Wicks side here. What are your thoughts between these guys?
Yeah, this one's close, but I gravitate towards Wicks as well. I have him on, more than half of the teams I've drafted already. And I had a draft last night where I really wanted him. He was available with my last, you know, player pick before I had to take my kicker in defense. And I just had Josh Palmer still on the board, and he could be the number one in LA. And I had to go with my rankings. And so I went Palmer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
But I really wanted Wicks on my, you know, to grab Wicks at that spot as well. And Mooney was still available. And I, you know, I have them fairly close, but I just, you know, I don't think Christian Watson can stay healthy. I expect him to miss time. Wicks, they talk him up. They, you know, they said he is reminiscent of Davante Adams with his ability to get separation. And so they certainly think highly of him. They're not going to not play him. Like you said, he'll be in a rotation. And if one of those guys were to get hurt and he's playing all the time, I think you're going to, you know, you're going to reap some fantasy rewards out of that for sure.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy. Busy up to my draft yesterday and did not know that Elijah Mitchell was put on season-ending IR. Someone took Jordan Mason late. It's a nice lottery ticket play. And, like, I should have been the guy to be doing that, you know, honestly. But somebody else was beat me to the punch on that. So obviously, be as up as current as you can be. If you're someone who doesn't follow this all the time and you don't have a certain guy you want to go with and you're just going with ADP, sort your ADP by the last like couple weeks of August. Don't do it for the entire summer. You know, lots has changed. So you want the snapshot of the most recent market movement. And just, you know, make sure you understand tiers and where value is being depleted from and making sure you're picking from those buckets before that tier is depleted, instead of taking from another position where there's a whole bunch of guys in that same tier that are still left. I mean, that's this kind of old school, you know, stuff that we always talk about, but you know, it bears being repeated, you know, as you're going into your final drafts here. As far as it's something Michael Salfino, guy I work with, says, it's like, don't love players, love values. You know, don't get stuck on players and you're going to take them, you know, to where you've basically sucked all the value out of the potential because you've reached for them too much. Let values fall to you. Don't worry about reaching over market rate for certain players because you love them so much. Like, you got to get that out of your head. Love values, don't love players.
Yeah, I mean, I rank Brock Bowers at 5, but I know I don't have to take him till 7
exactly,
or 8.
Exactly. Yeah.
Among tight ends, because he's not going that high. So, you know, I think he's going to be that good, but the market says he's going to go around. You know, if someone's taking him high, I mean, the jerks that listen to me and mock with us have taken him from me a couple times.
Well, just think about that. Like, if you take him as tight end 5 and he ends up being tight end 5, you don't get anything out of that.
You have no value, none.
Right. Zero. That's how you win your leagues, is by getting the guys later that end up doing appreciably better than where you're drafted. So if you can get him at 8 or 9 at tight end and then he finishes top 5, then you've done something there to help yourself win your fantasy league.
Last one before I let you go. Last round pick, who's your favorite, absolute favorite dart throw?
Well, it's like I said, in a 12-teamer, Dontavian Wicks has been a guy that's filled there. Joshua Palmer, I hate to just be redundant, but those are the guys I end up picking very late. I'm trying to think of if there's a running back that I end up getting super late.
I like Tyrone Tracy late.
I've done him in one draft for sure. And a lot of these are couched by 12-team leagues. I think I have one league that's not 12-teamer, but for the most part, they're all 12-teamers. So, you know, you're getting guys that are actually playing in these last spots. So, how about you? What's your favorite?
Yeah, Tyrone Tracy's a big one. Wicks is obviously one of my favorites. I have him in a bunch of spots. Dylan Lobby in maybe a little bit of a deeper league as a guy, because I'm not as trusting about Zamir White as other people are, just mainly because of that passing down role. Now, Lobby looked good, but then fumbled in that last preseason game, but he made the team. So I think that he could have a role. to start immediately. So those are guys like at least maybe watch list, you know, if they don't go, keep an eye on them for week one, because there's always a Puka, right? There's going to be somebody.
Well, is there always a Puka?
Not always a Puka. Not a 1400 yard guy. There's always a guy that, you know, shows up week one and people go, I don't know, maybe it was just week one. And then he goes off. So, you know, these are some names just to keep in mind.
Fun time of year to see who those guys end up being. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Luke McCaffrey could be one of those guys.
Could
too,
be one
right?
of those guys. Absolutely.
With Jahan Dotson. Man, I'm so mad Jahan Dotson got traded. I was looking forward to him in Cliff Kingsbury's offense, but he's buried in Philly now. But so I know the show's gone. You and Jake aren't doing the pod anymore. So where else can we find your work on The Athletic?
Yeah, it's on The Athletic. That's it. I mean, unfortunately, you got to go somewhere else for audio at the moment. We'll try to change that in the future. But you can always find a ton of stuff at The Athletic and, you know, our draft kit. And we'll be churning out content all the way up until kickoff of week one. And then we flip it to in-season mode. And we're there to help you out. So check it out. Lots there. And if you like other sports or just to read about the real-life sports, you know, it's a great place. It's your digital newspaper these days if you're a big sports fan.
I start and end my day on The Athletic most days. So
there you go.
That's the way to go for sure. And look, I'm gonna badger Funston. He's gonna be on this show a bunch this year. He's gonna be annoyed with me by the end of the season. So I love
talking to your listeners.
Yeah. I love talking to my friend, and this was fun, and I hope we can do it again soon. Thank you so much, man. And that is it for us, everybody. We'll see you guys on the next show. Take it easy.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.